Let us sing Alleluia while the lights go down, and today Reverend Yazdi Contractor will lead us in the healing meditation.
Come, Holy Spirit, come, move through this place. Come, Holy Spirit, come, our fears erase. Come, Holy Spirit, come, move through our hearts and minds and bless us with love divine. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. Let's call forth and invoke the archangels of the seven rays. We start with Gabriel, the messenger unto God, Zadkiel, archangel of the new age, Archangels of Love, Uriel and Camuel, the Prince of all Archangels, Michael, the Healer unto God, Raphael, and Jophiel, Archangel of Love Wisdom, and we call upon the great Archangel Metatron as well. We call forth the protectors of the temple, Bodolinia, Delarania, Galinia, Gradalis, and Heferic. So let's start by placing your attention on your breathing. So let's all take a deep breath in. And now exhale. And now just continue to breathe normally. Feel the coolness of the air coming in through your nose and feel the warmth of it going out. Remember that feeling your breathing is more important than listening to any words that can be said, because it's in the holy breath where healings and miracles take place. So take notice of that beautiful star above your head, the star that you are. And as you breathe in and out, feel the light from that star move all around you. Feel that light move through you. Breathe that light into yourself. Relax your arms and shoulders. Sit comfortably in your chair and watch as the light begins to make a gentle spiral and it forms into a column of light that now moves from the top of your head and down through your spine. Feel the light massage your back and know that this light has a purpose. Just like all of those difficult experiences in the past, they had a purpose. And know your past is perfect. It brought you to where you are today. Now see and feel that light move down through your legs and watch as it anchors into Mother Earth. And now the light begins to rise back up, up through your feet, through your knees, and feel it come to rest at the base of your spine, the root chakra. And now expand that light into your hips. Your hips provide your mobility, and your mobility is your freedom. So we affirm, I am free, I am unlimited, for I am as God created me. This beautiful light, it's the truth of who you are, behind all the layers of personality, behind all of our thoughts and emotions and trials and tribulations, lies the true self, the light of the soul. This is your eternal truth. You are the light of the world. And we know we are created as love, by love, forever pure, forever innocent, forever at peace. Let's take a deep breath in again and exhale. And now the light moves into the sacral or splenic chakra as we affirm once again, I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. This mantra, it's not just a nice thought. It's a declaration of truth. From within the power of the violet flame given to us by the beloved Saint Germain, I release all toxins from my body. I accept changes in my life and set a purpose for each one. And that purpose is to move into alignment with my soul purpose. You are the light. And remember, there is a plan and purpose with which the masters know and serve. Take another deep breath in and exhale. And now the light moves into the solar plexus chakra, the center of our emotions. We know the outside world has its ups and downs, as do our emotions. And what we really want in life is just to be at peace with the world around us. Although I may not be able to control the outside world, I am the master of my own inner world, my inner life. And so we declare and decree, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Peace. I am still. Continue to breathe normally, breathe deeply and slowly, and now the light moves into the heart space. See within the heart space that beautiful altar. In the altar, in the center of the altar, sits a beautiful chalice, the Holy Grail. And within that chalice lies the threefold flame, pink, blue, and gold, each symbolizing love, will, and wisdom. Take all discordant thoughts and feelings you have of another person or situation and place it within that holy chalice and watch as that threefold flame turns into the violet fire and release everything into that violet fire. Now watch as the violet fire turns back into the threefold flame and feel that your burdens have been lifted and eased. And remember, you are the light. You are the living manifestation of the Creator's light, incarnate on this planet. You are the light of the world. And to the presence of the Christ light within the heart, within the center of that altar, we say, I am that. I am that. I am that. From the sacred presence within the Christ light, it now expands up into the throat chakra. Breathe in deeply once again. And exhale. And now we join divine love with divine will. We affirm, not my will, but thy will be done. With thy will in mind, never again shall cross words flow from our tongues. And with only words of love emanating from us, our consciousness begins to expand. We are becoming masters of this reality. Our vibration refines itself, preparing ourselves for the gifts of spirit. So take another deep breath in and exhale. And now the light settles into the third eye chakra. Feel this energy move between the pineal and pituitary glands, from one hemisphere of the brain to the other, activating those centers that have long been dormant. And as we do so, we open to the gifts of spirit, clairvoyance, clairsentience, telepathy, teleportation, bilocation, and levitation. We focus our shared light into humanity and into the human journey. And we know this creates miracles and healings. For miracles and healings are simply expressions of the Christ love within oneself. And all of these gifts are ours because of the divine love that exists in each and every one of us. We know our healing is our divine right. So let's take one last deep breath in and exhale. And now the light moves into the crown chakra at the top of your head. Your light has reached its starting point. Now send this light out through the top of your head. Send it out into the universe and watch as it joins with all of our planetary brothers and sisters. Watch as it joins everything with everything like itself, weaving itself into a tapestry, a living universal consciousness of love and wisdom. You are the light of the world. And now bring that tapestry back down and wrap it around Mother Earth, which is in so much need of that beautiful healing light. Watch as it heals this planet and it heals all life upon it. Know that this tapestry of light will guide and protect us as we move through unprecedented times. And I'll end with some words from Reverend Betty Tadalaski. God Creator, we are now in the presence of pure being, immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. Guide our every thought, word, and deed to be in accordance with your divine will. In your divine wisdom, erase now our mortal limitations, and from your pure substance of love, bring into manifestation our world according to your perfect law. And so it is. It's now time to return your consciousness back to this temple, back into your own temple, the human body. So begin to wiggle your toes, stretch your hands and your arms, and feel yourself come completely back into your body. Thank you all. Namaste.